tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful series, Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode, we are going to discuss a great personality of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is none other than Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whose Urs Sharif is celebrated on the 15th of Rajab al-Murajjab. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah azza wa jal, as always, before we begin a program or commence an episode or commence our dialogue, inshallah azza wa jal, we always make sure that we start with the recitation of durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today let's hear some words of motivation from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, we have a beautiful manqabat. Let's inshallah azza wa jal rejuvenate and enlighten our hearts with this melodious recitation of the manqabat of Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah, will be returned after the manqabat. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Ja'far Sadiq
خود پہ نازا میرا مقدر امام جعفر امام جعفر بنا ہوں جب سے تیرا سناگر امام جعفر امام جعفر خود پہ نازا میرا مقدر امام جعفر امام جعفر بنا ہوں جب سے تیرا سناگر
تمہاری سیرت کے گوشے گوشے میں سیرت مصطفیٰ کے جلوے سیرت مصطفیٰ کے جلوے وہ کیسے کوئی تمہارا ہمسر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر
ہے خود پہ نازا میرا مقدر امام جعفر امام جعفر بنا ہوں جب سے تیرا سناگر امام جعفر امام جعفر
جھکے نہ کیوں اس کے آگے آ کر بڑے بڑے وقت کے سکندر بڑے بڑے وقت کے سکندر جسے بنا لو تم اپنا نوکر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر
یا خود پہ نازا میرا مقدر امام جعفر امام جعفر بنا ہوں جب سے تیرا سناگر امام جعفر امام جعفر
قسم خدا کی مجھے زمانے کی گردشوں کا نہیں ہے کچھ غم گردشوں کا نہیں ہے کچھ غم ہے میرے غم خار میرے یاور امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر
ہے خود پہ نازا میرا مقدر امام جعفر امام جعفر بنا ہوں جب سے تیرا سناگر امام جعفر امام جعفر
عطا ہو شاہ زمن کا صدقہ ملے حسین و حسن کا صدقہ ملے حسین و حسن کا صدقہ طفیل زہرا طفیل حیدر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر
خود پنازہ میرا مقدر امام جعفر امام جعفر بلا ہوں جب سے تیرا سناگر امام جعفر امام جعفر
محبت اہل بیت ارفق بسی ہوئی ہے جب اپنے دل میں بسی ہوئی ہے جب اپنے دل میں کریں نہ پھر پیار ہم سے کیوں کر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر امام جعفر
ہے خود پہ نازا میرا مقدر امام جعفر امام جعفر بنا ہوں جب سے تیرا سناگر امام جعفر امام جعفر یا خود پہ نازا میرا مقدر امام جعفر امام جعفر بنا ہوں جب سے تیرا سناگر امام جعفر امام جعفر
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ حضرت امام جعفر صادق ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ such a beautiful manqabat written and composed in the praise of this great wali of Allah the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the imam of our imam Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi ماشاءاللہ Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi regarding his accounts it is mentioned that Sayyidina Layth bin Saad rahimahullah ta'ala he states that I once went to Makkah with the intention of performing Hajj. After performing the Asr prayer, I traveled towards Mount Abi Qubais, which is near Masjidul Haram, and I saw a man sitting down and supplicating, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, and he is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a beautiful way, and he is calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these words, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, such that he ran out of breath. And then he began to say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, until he ran out of breath. And then again he started saying, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, to the extent that again he ran out of breath. Then he continued saying, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, until he ran out of breath. Then he finally made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with different wordings and he said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, until he ran out of breath. Allahu Akbar. When he finished his recitation of zikr, then he supplicated and made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah Almighty, I desire to eat grapes, so feed me. My shawl is ripped, so grant me a new one. Sayyidina Layth bin Saad rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that I swear by Allah, I saw a crate full of grapes, even though it was not the seasonal fruit. And besides it, I saw two new shawl. When he started eating, I said, I am part of this. When you supplicated, I also said Ameen to your du'as. The man then said, come and eat in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla and do not leave any leftovers. I went forward and started eating the grapes. The grapes were seedless and I had never eaten grapes as tasty as these. Therefore, I ate to my heart's content. But the number of grapes in the crate did not decrease. He then said to me that, take a shawl that you like. And I said, I'm not in need of a shawl. The man then said, leave this place for a while so I can wear these shawls. So I moved away and sat behind some cover. He wore one of the shawls as a turban, as a turban cloth is worn around the waist, and covered himself with the other shawl. He then took the old shawls and left. I followed him until he met a person in Safa Marwa who said to him that, O paternal relative of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clothe me. Allah the generous will clothe you. So he handed over the two shawls to that person. I then asked the person, Allah have mercy upon you, who is this? The man replied, this is Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Muhammad, meaning Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala. And Sayyidina Layth then states, after this I tried searching for him but could not find him, and I was very upset that he had already left. Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon us and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Dear viewers, it is noteworthy to remember that Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, he was born on the 17th of Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif. Yes, he was born in the same month in which his great-grandfather Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And this is the same month in which Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah was born. And as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on a Monday, Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah was also born on a Monday. And he was born on the 17th of Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif. Another similarity is that Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, according to one narration, in the year 80 Hijri, and his appellation is Abu Abdullah. The kunya and the appellation of Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah is Abu Abdullah, and Abu Ismail is also his kunyat, whereas his title is Sadiq. Why is his title Sadiq? And he has other titles as well, Fadil, Tahir, and he rahimahullah would always tell the truth. So he was known as As-Sadiq, subhanallah. He was exactly as his name suggested, and his action reflected that as well. As-Sadiq means the truthful one, the one who speaks the truth. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was also known as As-Sadiq al-Amin, subhanallah. So he inherited these beautiful qualities of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashallah. The noble mother of Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala was Sayyida Umm Farwa. From his mother's side, he is a Siddiqi, subhanAllah. He is from the descendants of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. How's that? From the paternal side, he is the son of alhamdulillah Imam Muhammad al-Baqir rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Muhammad Baqir rahimahullah, he is the son of Sayyidina Ali, who's famous by his title of Sayyidina Zainul Abideen. And Imam Zainul Abideen rahimahullah is the son of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of Sayyidina Ali Sheri Khuda and Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she, as we all know, is the beloved daughter of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So this is the chain of light, mashallah. And let's look at his genealogy and his lineage from the mother's side, the maternal side of it. And it is mentioned that the mother of Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, her name was Umm Farwa. And Sayyida Umm Farwa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the beloved daughter of the Sayyidina Qasim rahimahullah. Sayyidina Qasim rahimahullah is the son of Sayyidina Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala. And Sayyidina Muhammad is the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah, such a beautiful lineage. So he is Husayni from his paternal side and Siddiqi from the maternal side. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is a tabi'i. What makes him a tabi'i? Because he saw and he met the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw two noble companions, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Sahl bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. One of his students is Imam Musa Kazim. One of his students is Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. One of his students is Imam Malik. One of his students is Imam Sufyan Thawri. One of his students is Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahumullahu ta'ala. And they all took blessings from Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. He is such a great Imam. And this is the state of his knowledge. Zafur. And there are many accounts when we flip through the pages of Islamic history, alhamdulillah. And we find the great accounts of this great Imam. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was traveling to perform Hajj, and along the way, the caravan and the people that were traveling with him, the narrator says that we all stopped by a date tree that was all dry. And Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala whispered something to himself, which the person who's narrating could not hear, could not comprehend, could not understand as to what Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah was saying, and then said to the withered trees, that feed us from the sustenance Allah has provided us in you. At that very moment, bundles of dates began to hang towards him from the tree, subhanallah, the same tree that was dried out, that was withered away. And then he said to me, the narrator says, Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah said to me, come closer and eat in the name of Allah. Narrator says that I had never eaten dates as delicious as those dates. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal, may He have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. As we have, alhamdulillah, just heard from the first incident where we opened our discussion, that Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, he expressed the desire to eat dates after he made zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this desire of his was accepted. And this dua of his was accepted after he made the zikr of Allah. The supplication of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And another example of this miraculous supplication and dua of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that a man requested Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah to supplicate to Allah and to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him an abundance of wealth so he could perform Hajj. And he made dua. He made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, O Allah, grant this man an abundance of wealth so he can perform Hajj 50 times in his life. Thus, he received so much wealth that he managed to perform Hajj 50 times. And when he reached the place called Al-Juhfa to perform Hajj for the 51st time, he went into a river to perform ghusl, but the strong tides took him away and he drowned. And he couldn't perform his 51st Hajj. Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. So it transpired as the dua of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala was that he made dua for him to make Hajj 50 times. So he made Hajj 50 times, but he couldn't make it the 51st time because he made dua for 50 times. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is his karam and mercy upon such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he doesn't reject the dua of this pious individual and this Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we are discussing the power of dua of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, another account is mentioned that Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala was traveling towards Makkah when he saw a woman crying because her cow had died. And he rahimahullah said, do you desire for Allah Azza wa Jal to give life to your cow? And she replied, you joke like this even though I am going through difficulty? And Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala said to the woman that I'm not joking. He then supplicated and held the cow by the head and feet and shook it and it immediately stood up. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And there is another beautiful incident where it is mentioned in Shawahid al-Nubuwa that a man presented 10,000 dinars. And he presented these 10,000 dinars in the court of Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala and said to him, that I am traveling to perform Hajj. Please take this money and purchase a house so that my family and I can live in it when we return. When he returned, Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala said, I have purchased a house for you in paradise. The first level of this house concludes at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second at Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The third at Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the fourth level concludes at Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Take this. I have written this down for you. After hearing the good news, the man was extremely happy and he took the letter to his family and he fell ill. He made a will that the letter should be placed with him in his grave. When he died, the family buried him and fulfilled his wishes. And the next day, the letter was on top of the grave and it was written on the other side of the letter that the promise of Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala has been fulfilled, meaning that he has received a house in paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the courage of Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, that he once went to the court of Khalifa Mansur and saw that flies were constantly sitting on his face. Out of irritation and bother, the Khalifa said that, O Abu Abdullah, and which was the title of the kunyat of Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala Ali. So he called him by his nickname and he says, O Abi Abdullah, why has Allah created flies? To reprimand the Khalifa, Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala Ali replied to him, to disgrace oppressors and arrogant people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. In this way, he used to reprimand even the Khalifas of their time, those who were sitting on the authorities. Allahu Akbar. This was his courage, alhamdulillah. So yes, he borrowed this and he received it from his pious predecessors, from his Abau Ajdad, alhamdulillah. May Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us these beautiful characters to stand up against the wrongdoings, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and convey the message of Amrum bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, to our best ability as we can. We as the lovers of the Companion and the Ahlul Bayt, despite being despite Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala being of noble lineage, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, despite being such a great Imam, despite being such a knowledgeable personality, besides being from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after all of this, he was extremely humble and modest. Subhanallah. On one occasion, the esteemed student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala by the name of Sayyidina Imam Dawud Tai rahimahullah ta'ala said to Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that as you are from Ahlul Bayt, please give me some advice. Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah, he said nothing and he remained silent. Then Imam Dawud Tai, he asked again, as you are from the Ahlul Bayt, Allah has bestowed blessings upon you. Therefore, it is necessary for you to give nasiha, give advice. After hearing this, Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that, I myself am fearful that my grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takes my hand on the Day of Judgment and asks me as to why I did not follow him. Salvation is not achieved through lineage, but through performing good deeds. After hearing this, Sayyidina Dawud Ta'i rahimahullah ta'ala started crying. And when the individual whose grandfather is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing this level of fear, then where do I stand? May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala had good manners. He had such beautiful akhlaq and character. He would always have a smile on his face. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioned, he would cry out of reverence and honor for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would always be in a state of wudu when narrating hadith. He would busy himself in prayer and recitation. Otherwise, he would remain silent. His speech was free from the mention of futile matters. Sayyidina Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, as he observed, as Imam Malik, he is the student of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala. So he had many interactions with the great Imam. And he mentions his own observation. And he says that, whenever I saw Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, I saw him in one of the three states. Either I saw him in Salah, or if not, I saw him reciting Quran, or I saw him in the state of fasting. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was how ascetic this great Imam of Ahlul Bayt was. Allahu Akbar. Imam Malik would always see Imam Jafar Sadiq busy in worship. We should ponder as to how much we spend our time in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must also know what is the condition of our salah, and we must introspect. Do we recite the Quran on a daily basis? Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah would offer his obligatory salah and observe the nawafil, the nafil fast, whereas we cannot even observe the obligatory fasts. We find it difficult. If only we could follow into the footsteps of our pious predecessors, inshallah, azza wa jalla. If Allah grants you the ability, along with the fard, ibadat and worship, perform an abundance of nawafil as well. Make a habit of reciting at least one part of the Holy Quran a day. Of course, cooking and distributing food in his remembrance is a good act and should be done, but is not the best way of expressing your love for Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah ta'ala. True love is to follow in his footsteps and perform righteous deeds. Alhamdulillah. Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah ta'ala, besides being a great Sufi and a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have any confusion as to who is a true Sufi, what does the term Sufi mean in perspective? Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala has a beautiful explanation for you. Yes, are you ready for it? Alhamdulillah, he says that the one who lives his life according to the apparent lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the one who acts upon the sunnah. Yes. And the one who acts upon the internal and the spiritual lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is called a Sufi. When mentioning the internal lifestyle, Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala is referring to the good manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his choosing of the hereafter. Therefore, whoever adopts good manners and chooses only that which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose will undoubtedly acquire salvation. He must also adopt that which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed consistently, and he must refrain from the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam protected himself from. And he must also carry out those actions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged us to do. The one who digresses from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he's consumed by fulfilling the lustful thoughts and desires of the nafs is not only far from being a Sufi, but he is a foolish and negligent of the consequences of his actions. Allahu Akbar. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, he beautifully says in his Shajara Qadriya Razwiya, Sidqi Sadiqa Tasadduq Sadiqul Islam Kar. Yes, we are making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sadaqah and the wasila of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala to make us truthful in Islam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dua has been made in this beautiful couplet through the means of the 6th, 7th and 8th shaykh of this order. The first line of this shayr is Sidqi Sadiqa Tasadduq Sadiqul Islam Kar Be Ghazab Razi Ho Kazim Aur Raza Ke Waaste. Alhamdulillah, in the second line of this couplet, Imam Musa Kazim is mentioned, subhanAllah. And then his son, Imam Ali Raza, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is mentioned. The meaning of the couplet is, O Allah, grant us the safety of our faith for the sake of the truthfulness of Imam Jafar Sadiq, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and for the sake of Imam Musa Kazim and Imam Ali Raza, save us from your wrath and be pleased with us. Ameen. Bijahil Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers, Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said that one can only speak well of him because I heard from my father Sayyidina Imam Baqir, who heard from Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen, who heard from Sayyidina Imam Hussein, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala stated that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the sun has not risen or set upon a man greater than Abu Bakr Siddiq. Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful golden chain this is. After this, Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah said, if I have lied whilst narrating this, may I not receive the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. Why should I not mention the excellences of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu when I myself will be seeking the intercession of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the Day of Judgment. He rahimahullahu ta'ala further states, whoever is unacquainted with the excellence of Shaykhain, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, is unaware of the Sunnah. I have not seen anyone from the Ahlul Bayt who did not love them. And he also said that undoubtedly the heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was filled with divine manifestation. And there was nothing other than Allah in his heart. And he would recite La ilaha illallah regularly. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would often be heard saying, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Such beautiful accounts, Subhanallah, and things that he has to say about the Shaykhain Karimain, MashaAllah. And a man asked Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he replied that you asked me about the ones who have eaten the fruits of paradise. I am free from the person who does not remember Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar as good and honorable men. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So yes, this is the teaching of this great Imam of Ahlul Bayt, to revere and honor the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially the Shaykhain Karimain. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as we have alhamdulillah come to the stage where we introduce, alhamdulillah, in every episode our segment, and our segment for today, you all know, alhamdulillah, to succeed you must read. Yes, alhamdulillah. And today we are going to discuss a great publication of Maktabatul Madina by the name of Seeking Forgiveness from Allah. Subhanallah, this is a great book which can teach you the method in which we can seek forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to our Islamic values, inshallah azza wa jal. And there are valuable lessons included in this book. To find out more about it, inshallah azza wa jal, stay tuned with Madani channel until we come back. Inshallah, we are going to listen to a beautiful clip and nasiha. And the title of this clip is Blessings of Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala by Hafiz Rafaqat At-Tari, damat barakatum al-aliyah. Yes, inshallah, let's listen to this clip and nasiha until we return. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There's a very beautiful story that has been mentioned by Amir al-Sunnat in one of his booklets. It says that a small child who was a Sayyid, yani from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he was stood outside his house and he was crying. A man approached him and said, O my son, O Sayyid Zadeh, O the Prince of Paradise, why are you crying? And the child started to cry even more loudly. And the person asked him that, please tell me, what has made you cry? And this small child, he says, uncle, I have seen that when people light fire, they throw little planks of wood first, and then when the fire catches them and the fire erupts, then they throw the big planks of wood and then they catch fire as well. I'm scared. What if Allah Ta'ala throws children like me, who are small children, in the fire of hell first, and then he throws the big kuffar like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and Fir'aun and all these people? What will happen to us? And the little child started to cry again. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, do you know who this little child was? This little child grew up to be Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Imam. These are great personalities, yet look at their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are people that were destined to go to the gardens of paradise. We don't know where we are going to go, but how much do we fear Allah Azza wa Jal? How much do we fear about the fire of hell? How much do we fear Allah Azza wa Jal? We miss our salah, we swear, we backbite, we do many, many sins. Yeah, we do not have that fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And people like Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are the true role models for our society, look at their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's learn a lesson from them and let's change our life for the better. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful accounts of Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah are being mentioned in this beautiful nasiha. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Let's inshallah come back to our segment for today, and that is to succeed, you must read. Yes, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Today's book, as I have mentioned to you, it is Seeking Forgiveness from Allah. This is the title of the book. And if you want to get your hands on it, the physical copy, you can obtain it from the nearest bookshop of Maktabatul Madina in your area, in your locality, inshallah Azza wa Jal. You can visit a center of Dawat Islami and find out more about it. Or you can get hold of a Muballigh of Dawat Islami who can lead you to the correct place where you can purchase and obtain the physical copy, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alternatively, you can also visit the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and download it from there in the PDF format, in the digital format, without any charges. Yes, all you need is an internet connection and a smart device, which all of us carry nowadays, alhamdulillah, whether it's your smartphone, tablet, iPad, laptop, computers, inshallah. So yes, these facilities have been made available to you for your betterment, for your benefit. Dawat Islam is working throughout the globe, alhamdulillah, taking these beautiful Madani pearls of wisdom and bringing it to you in your own native language so you can understand and benefit from it. Whether you speak Urdu, whether you speak English, whether you speak Gujarati, whether you speak Bengali, whether you speak German, whether you speak Swahili, any language of the world, alhamdulillah, our Dawat Islami is making inroads to make Islamic literature available in your native language, subhanAllah, so you can benefit. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant success to this beautiful department of Dawat Islami, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make it grow from strength to strength, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahil Nabiyil Ameen. Alhamdulillah, this beautiful risala as well has been translated into English. And on page number 3 of this book, it is mentioned 5 excellences of seeking forgiveness, 5 excellences of istighfar. Number 1, cleansing the rust of the heart. This is the first benefit and the excellence of istighfar. As narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, without doubt, the heart can also gather rust, just as iron does. And seeking forgiveness from Allah is what cleanses it. Subhanallah. Number 2, salvation from worries. As narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever makes seeking forgiveness mandatory upon himself, Allah Azza wa Jal will distance every worry from him. Bless him with relief from every shortage and grant him sustenance from a place where he would never have imagined. Allahu Akbar. Number 3, a pleasing book of deeds. Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he relays that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, whoever would like for his book of deeds to please him, he should increase the amount of istighfar seeking forgiveness of Allah within it. And number 4, glad tidings. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard him saying that glad tidings are for he who finds an abundance of istighfar in his book of deeds. Allahu Akbar. And finally, the 5th excellence of reciting and making istighfar in the court of Allah is that tidings of paradise will be for those who recite Sayyidul Istighfar. Relayed on the authority of Sayyidina Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that this is Sayyidul Istighfar. What is the istighfar? Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu a'udhu bika min sharri ma sanatu abu'u laka بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Subhanallah. Translation of this beautiful istighfar, Sayyidul Istighfar, is, O Allah Azza wa Jal, you are my Lord. There is none worthy of worship except you. You created me. I am your bondsman. I adhere to your covenant and promise to the best of my ability. I seek refuge from the evil that I have committed. I acknowledge your bounty bestowed upon me and I confess my sins. Forgive me. For there is none except you who can forgive sins. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful istighfar. Whoever recites this with faith and conviction during the day and then passes away that same day before the onset of the evening, will enter paradise. And whoever recites this with faith and conviction during the night, and then passes away that same night before the onset of the morning, will enter paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the excellence of istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, there are many ways to make istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek the forgiveness of Allah. 4 excellences are mentioned in alhamdulillah on page 5 of this book. The 4 excellences of Kalima Tayyiba. Number 1 is that, who's truly fortunate? The narration will clarify that. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu once asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be the fortunate people blessed with your intercession on the Day of Judgment? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Abu Huraira, I had thought that nobody would ask this question of me before you, as I know your enthusiasm for listening to hadith. On the Day of Judgment, the fortunate person who will be blessed with my intercession will be the one who recited La ilaha illallah with the conviction of his heart. Number 2, the greatest of all zikr and dua, subhanallah. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining that the greatest zikr is La ilaha illallah and the greatest dua is Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is narrated that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the narrator, that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever says La ilaha illallah with sincerity, the doors of the skies are open to the extent that he, meaning the reciter, the one who recites it, reaches the arsh, provided that he refrains from major sins. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, renew your faith. It was asked, Ya Rasulullah, how can we renew our faith? And he replied, recite La ilaha illallah in abundance. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. There are Alhamdulillah three excellences of reciting Subhanallah wa bihamdihi that are mentioned on page 6 of this book. Let's inshallah listen to them and obtain nasiha. Number one is that since I raised, as conveyed by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the final messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that whoever recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, his sins I raised, even if they are equivalent to the foam of the ocean. Subhanallah. The second excellence is that the reward of donating a mountain of gold. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, whoever finds it difficult to perform worship at night is miserly in spending his wealth or is afraid of performing jihad against the enemy should recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi in abundance. This is more liked by Allah Azza wa Jal than donating a mountain of gold in his path. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And number three, it is mentioned that date tree, that person will have date tree in paradise. It is narrated that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said, whoever recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, a date tree is planted for him in paradise. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, such beautiful and great nasiha is given. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all the tawfiq and opportunity and the divine guidance to make amal on what we have read, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.